FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
This episode of the Financial Survival Network is brought to you in part by Sandstorm Gold Royalties. Sandstorm Gold Royalties is a different kind of gold company. They purchase royalties on select mining operations and receive a percentage of the revenue in return. Sandstorm now has a portfolio of over 185 gold royalties around the world. See how gold royalties differ from other gold mining investments at sandstormgold.com. That's sandstormgold.com. Sandstorm Gold Royalties trades on the TSX as SSL and on the New York Stock Exchange American as SAND.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. It's the last day of January 2019. Man, did this month just fly by. And, you know, life goes very quickly. Even if you have a long life, how long is it going to be? 80, 90? You make it to 100, you're so frail. Well, can you turn back the clock? I always thought you could slow the aging clock down. I never believed that you could actually turn it back. But hey, things happen. Technology in this world, biotechnology. And our good friend John Miller, written many books about the financial system and about so many other aspects of the corrupt powers that be. And you know that I was working on stem cells with a medical practice down here in Florida, got to learn a lot about them. And John, you have an incredible story to tell. Your book just came out, Forever Young, My True Stem Cell Story. And I think you're going to be shocked to hear the profound changes that have hit John on his path with stem cell therapy. John, we're really thrilled to have you back. And this stuff is costly. Just tell us, how old are you?
Okay, Gary, you're the first one that I'm going to tell. Even in the book, I don't mention it. I'm 77. I started with Lehman Brothers when I was 24, 25 in 1967. So yeah, 77.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. So you're 77, and do you have any major health issues at the present time?
No, you know, it's kind of funny. You and I talked before we went on here. And I asked you, you know, should we talk about the 8 or 7 financial books that I wrote? I wrote the Coming Banking Holiday with Gerald Celente. And I'm sort of a reporter in a way. But then I said, look, I just wrote a book last week. I thought you might be interested. And it's all about how I got interested in anti-aging, trying to get my knee fixed. And it's a incredible story. It happened 3 years ago. I wrote the book last week. So I don't know where you want to start, but it's a fascinating story.
I guess we need to start at the beginning. So the first time I interviewed you and your lovely wife, Monica. And so why don't you tell us Monica's journey, what happened?
Yeah, we were over in New Zealand writing books. She helped me, and I guess we were over there in 2009. So I guess about 2014, she got cancer. So I had an insurance policy. I'm not a rich guy. I'm very comfortable, I guess, like you are. But I didn't have millions and millions of dollars. But she wanted to take care of cancer naturally. So I started in Germany, and then we went to Mexico and Japan, China, all over the world. We spent about $400,000 trying to get it fixed. And the insurance company gave me $250,000, so it really helped. And I didn't know anything about stem cells until it was basically the end of 2015. I'm sorry, 2015. The doctor over in Vietnam, we ended up in Vietnam because you can do any medical procedure you want to. Everything's legal over in Vietnam. And the doctor, I guess about 6 weeks before she died, which was closer to January of 2016. He said, go over to China, try that. Didn't work. Came back. And then he said, let's do stem cells. So the guy from Malaysia flew over and he said, sure, we can do them. And he wanted $60,000. And I said, look, my Visa card is getting a little bit tired. How about, would you do it for 40? So he did it for 40,000 bucks. And so he took 2 pints of Monica's blood and he spun him down in the hospital. And then he brought him back by plane over to Malaysia. And he said, it's going to take 6 weeks to actually grow these. I think it was something like about 500 million of these killer cells for cancer. They're like stem cells, but they're killer cells that were part of Monica's part of her blood. I used to be a doctor a long time ago. I went to medical school. I forgot some of these terms, but about 6 weeks later, they called up and said her killer cells, her NK cells are ready. We're flying over there. So they flew over on January the 1st of 2016 with 2 vials of the killer cells. And they got there at 7:30 and they were just about to administer the cells. Monica dies at 8 o'clock. Same day. Absolutely incredible. So he said his regrets and he went back to Malaysia. In about 5 hours later, they sent over 500 million stem cells and said, I would be the fifth person in the world that would ever take this many. And I said, can we put it into my knee? He said, oh, no, it'll kill you. Just too much. So they gave me an IV for 8 hours. I was in the hospital with a nurse and a doctor watching me. And they said, don't worry, there's so many stem cells. It'll cure your arthritis in your knee. It'll take care of your heart, your lungs. I was perfectly healthy, but you don't know if you're healthy. And so my blood pressure went down. My heart rate went way down. I started jogging again. But this didn't happen for about 3 or 4 months. And the stem cells live for about 3 or 4 months. And then they will replicate in your body forever. For example, like Carrie, you probably have maybe 50,000 stem cells in your body. I probably have maybe a billion by now because they kept reproducing. For example, I got skin cancer the other week and the doctor said, oh, they're gone. You didn't even have to do anything. So basically I have so many stem cells in my body now that any aches and pains go away. But I took them. I didn't take it for vanity purpose. You know, I was 77, I was 74 at that point. I always looked okay because I was thin, but I was never really handsome. But what happened 3 years ago, it started, I lost about 20 pounds immediately. And I had a lot of freckles, a lot of liver spots on my face. They all went away. My eyes got really, really blue. My hair got dark brown. I know there's going to be a lot of financial people out there are going to say, oh, I want this and how much does it cost? I live in Vietnam. I also live in Maui, Hawaii. But this is kind of crazy, but over in Vietnam, if you're a good looking Westerner, the Vietnamese ladies come over to you. Their average age is 28. Yeah. But a couple of them came over and said they would like to have my baby. Now, that is incredible. I know this is a blog show, so we can't probably say this. We're over a radio show, although I am a doctor, so I guess it doesn't make any difference. And I said, well, that's like impossible. I'm too old for you. They said, no, you're very handsome. And I said, well, no, thank you for the flattery. But that was the first thing that I noticed that happened. And then after Monica died, I didn't start dating for quite some time. But I had no trouble dating 40-year-old ladies. Nobody ever asked me how old I was. Wow. Now, you see the picture. That is not Photoshopped. And, my daughter said I look about 45. 50 and she's 45. So I kind of chuckle at it, but it was an incredible situation. And I didn't do anything until about a month ago. I moved over to Saigon and I started writing the book. I started writing the book about a year ago, but I finished it. And then I thought about you, you know, to talk about finance. And, you know, if you want to do that, we could do that. But it's such an interesting story. It's like, it's like in 1989, Mel Gibson did did the movie called Forever Young. That's why I wrote the book about it. And he went from being very, very young to being very old. But if you take stem cells, you go from being very old to very young. And it takes about a year, maybe 2 years, to really see the results. So
that's amazing.
If you want to ask questions, I'm here.
So what type of physical activity are you doing now, John, that you didn't do before the stem cells?
Well, I don't jog much anymore, but I walk the beach every day. I swim every day.
Your knee has totally gotten better because you were worried about a knee replacement, right?
Yeah, that was pretty fast. In about 6 months it took for the knee. I have no trouble. My blood pressure is fine. My heart got checked out. Mm-hmm. Very little cholesterol, very little triglycerides. Just physically good. And, you know, I basically said, okay, Monica died. She was 10 years younger. And what do I got? 3 years left. I'll be 77. So I kind of just started to take it easy. And then I was going to retire. I've got so many accounts. I have about 400 accounts. I'm a financial advisor, RIA. I take care of the little guys, basically. And so I figured, well, I'm just going to keep going. And let's see, what else can I say? You have some questions there. Mm. As far as the cost, it used to be about $40,000, about $60,000. Mm-hmm. For anti-aging, cancer, about the same thing. It's down to about 20,000 now, 23,000. And I've got about two or three hospitals now over in Malaysia. I think there's one over in Mexico also I'm looking at. So if anybody wants the book, you can give my website out. I'm going to give away free book for about 30 or 40 days. And then it'll be in the bookstores. And website, basically, as soon as I see your email ordering the website, I'll give you a list of all the hospitals that you can go to directly. There's also, there's a person in Texas. He's even older than I am. He's 83, but he's got a list of about 15 hospitals and clinics already. So I'm trying to team up with him to make my life a little bit easier. So I'll give you my list and we'll try to turn you over to him. Now some of the diseases that it works for, let me get it out. You got autism, MS, Alzheimer's, cancer with the killer cells, not the stem cells. And you don't have to use Viagra anymore. The ED, it works for that, which is amazing. And then we got cardiac situation and muscular dystrophy, anemia, cerebral palsy, Parkinson's,
I guess, John, we got to say before we get too deep in the woods, the FDA has not approved this. It's experimental. Can't be done in the U.S. of A. because your doctor will be tossed in jail if they attempt it. They're allowed to do limited stem cell treatments where they can take out your blood or fat cells or bone marrow cells, put them on a centrifuge with an enzyme and extract the stem cells, but they're not allowed to grow new stem cells in vitro in the lab and then treat you with them. Some people have gotten arrested for this type of thing. So, and this is John's opinion, of course, we don't have proof of this yet. There haven't been any double blind studies of stem cells. So with that, you know, a lot of different diseases appears to be receptive to stem cells, but again, it's unproven treatment, right, John?
That's right. Yeah. Now I'm still a doctor. You know, I never practice, but I understand that if I do go on the radio shows, I have to say I am a doctor. Otherwise, they won't even let me talk about it. But you're right. These, I can't say they're a cure. I don't make any money on this anyway. It's just kind of an interesting topic. What you're talking about in the U.S., they'll take 50 ml of your blood and they'll spin it down. They'll actually take it from your belly, from your fat cells,
right?
And they'll spin it down, and then they'll inject it into your knee or wherever you want to inject it. And it does work. It's they only get about 50,000 cells, but as far as anti-aging, or if you need cancer work with the killer cells, you got to leave the country. There's a place in Panama, I understand. Over in Malaysia, there's about 7 or 8 hospitals. And it's interesting, there was one of them, I tried to get the price down for the Americans, and they said they have 2 busloads of Chinese coming in every week for anti-aging. Mm-hmm. And then they have a busload of Arabs coming in for ED, so they don't have to take Viagra, which is interesting. And I said, well, is that why you keep the price up? Because he wouldn't go down. He wouldn't go down to 20,000. He was still up around 40, but the Panama hospital was about 20. And he said, well, they don't have to come down. So an awful lot of people in the world are using this, but the Americans aren't. Mm-hmm. So I'm saying, if you want to do what I do, you know, read my book, see if it's for you, and then just fly over, pick a hospital, and you can use the same one I used, and you just go over there. They put you up in a 5-star hotel. They take care of you, and you don't have to wait for 8 hours like I did. In 3 years, it's changed a lot, and you don't have to wait for the stem cells to be grown. They take them out of the umbilical cord, so they call them cord stem cells. And so it only takes 1 hour. They inject you for anti-aging. They give you about 300 million, sometimes 500 million cells. You go home, and that's it. Nothing happens until about 3 or 4 months. And then I guess I knocked off about 30 years, which is hard to believe.
Amazing. Well, I'm looking at the picture of you. You look like you're almost like a teenager again, John.
No, it is incredible. I still sound the same, but I don't look the same. And I still get a little, you know, lots of aches and pains. I get up a little bit slowly. So, you know, there's still some arthritis in there. But if I had a heart problem, the stem cells go in there and say, oh, we got to go to the heart. There's a problem over there. Or if I have anemia or something, they'll go, they'll take care of the red blood cells. And also diabetes too. And again, it doesn't cure it, but it does help it. Right. And for example, for Monica, if we could have got those cells to her, let's say 6 weeks earlier, she would be alive today, because there were four women in Monica. They all had stage 4 colon cancer, and all 4 ladies survived, because I asked the doctor after 3 months, and of course Monica died, because the killer cells got there, you know, 1 hour after she died, or 1 hour before she died. But there was no choice, but there was no chance for her. But the mere fact is, other 4 ladies made it, and it was stage 4 colon cancer. You got stage 4, usually you die. So we know it works. The question is, you know, do you want to get anti-aging? I mean, you know, I don't think I would have spent $40,000 for anti-aging, but I would basically to help Monica, and that's what I try to do.
Yeah. So, John, you think the place in Panama is as good as the place in Malaysia?
Yeah, but they don't treat cancer. Mm. They do have anti-aging, and it's about $22,000. And so, yeah, that's the one I was going to use, and I probably will use it now that gold and silver are going up. I have this one program. I wrote a book about it. I put $100,000 in John Doody's program in 2001, and it grew 23.5%. I'm not going to tell you how much it is, but I do pay taxes on it every year. I'll tell you, it's about $900,000 right now. So, you know, it's probably the only investment that it really did well for me because I never touched it.
That helps.
A lot of people, we'll do an investment and we'll make $20,000 and we'll sell it. And then it goes up, 10 times.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Well, when you just leave a winning investment alone for a while, and all investments are not like set it and forget it. Oftentimes the returns can be pretty staggering. I think we'll talk about metals, et cetera, at another point in time, but I totally know what you're saying and I agree with you. So I guess we want to get the book. There's a website for the book. Just tell us what it is.
Okay. It's Forever Young, and it's -healthy.com. I'll spell it for you. Mm-hmm. Just like the movie, right. Forever Young, Forever, Forever Young, Young, -healthy, healthy.com.
All right.
So Forever Young -healthy.com.
Excellent. Hey, well, we will put a link to it in the show notes of this interview. Hey, if you want to be part of the show, participate. We love hearing from you. If what John is saying, if it's really striking a chord with you and it's you want more information, then by all means, go get the book. Hey, as always, we ask you if you're on YouTube or if you are listening on the podcast channels, we would just ask you to please subscribe, like, and share, and get the word out about the show. It helps us, really helps me. Amazing times that we're going through now. So please just get the word out. And John, it's always great having you. And good luck on your second youth. Don't let it get to your head. I know those Vietnamese girls want to love you long time, but you got to be careful, okay?
I will, Dad. Okay. Thank you very much, Gary. It was always a pleasure.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.